All right. Always good to get started. Get out there with the rookie class and a host of trial players that are here for the weekend, and looking for them to make a good impression, make a case for themselves as to why we should have them going forward with us as we put together our football team. A lot of eagerness, a lot of nervous energy out there. Obviously when you're talking about rookies making the team and whether they're drafted or undrafted, having an impact on special teams is important, and understanding, how we do things and what it looks like to be here and be respectful of each other and come in here and, be a great teammate and all the things that, I talk about with everybody that comes in. So, get a nice start with them. Obviously, we had the one unfortunate incident at the end of practice where the young man, non-contact drill and just it just went down, and hopefully we get good news from that. But other than that, good start to the weekend. We've got a couple more good days in front of us. So, questions. Don't have any? I can go.
What have your first impressions been of Connor Cook and the way he's kind of gone through it the last couple of days?
Yeah, I think it's been outstanding. He comes in, had a tremendous career. Comes in here, he's very humble. He's, obviously intelligent. He's asked good questions. He's got arm talent, and it's a matter of, getting familiar with what we do and how we do it. But great start for his first week of being here, having him throughout the week in meetings and then today getting a little bit of work with some of the younger guys that are here with us this weekend. And so, yeah, I think he's off to a great start.
And do you guys like to flood them with information over the first couple of days just to see how they react to it?
Well, not just to study how they react to it, but to, help them hear it. The more you hear it, the more often you hear it and go over it and the detail of it, I think the better chance you have to really understand it, get a great understanding of it so that you can apply it and be able to perform at a high level. So, but the great thing about Connor is he's very bright. I mean, he gets it, makes sense to him, and that's a great place to start.
Even though Carl can't be on the field, how beneficial is this weekend for him just in terms of...
Yeah, and the whole week. I mean, one of the reasons we got him here as quickly as we could with all the rookies, and Carl in particular, the meetings that he's involved in, we're still able to walk it and talk it, so we're doing some of that as well. But, all the players that are mending will continue to work hard and do the things they can do, with Joe and with Rod in getting themselves back. But it's definitely valuable time to have. We don't get enough time, really, with these guys. We've got to maximize that we do get and be really efficient with it.
I know there have been some reports that he might need to have it. Looked at again. Obviously, he's out there.
He looked pretty good, right?
Yeah.
You don't trust all those reports out there. we felt pretty good about our reports. Yeah. He looks terrific. He's very athletic. I think you get a chance to talk to him today. Right, Will?
That's correct.
Yeah, and you'll find he's a little bit like Amari. A little soft spoken, maybe not quite as much, but serious guy, intelligent guy. Got very good athletic ability, and we're excited to have him.
Mario Edwards announced that he had been given final clearance. What are your thoughts on that? Kind of clearing another hurdle.
Yeah, my philosophy on talking about guys that are injured is really not to.
Okay.
I love the way our team's working. I love having Mario be a part of that team that's working hard, and so. I think he's a really good football player, and we just don't get into discussions about injured guys this time of year.
When you guys go 11-on-11, and these guys are all strangers and it's all new, how much can you really suss out what they're grasping from basically playing blind?
You get an evaluation on everything that goes on this weekend. How fast some guys can pick it up. Whether it's 11 on 11 or in a skelly drill or in a run drill or in individual work, it's all being evaluated. But you get a feel for them, you know, and you, the interaction that we have with them. You know, some of the guys that have been here, the draft picks, and some of the other free agents that were signed, have had more time to make an impression. You know, some of the tryout guys have a shorter window, you know, but we're evaluating everything.
Raiders last year and years before that, like especially the wide receiver position, you know, guys like Seth Roberts, Andre Holmes were undrafted. What does it say about the evaluating process of the Raiders and you guys in general that you would put so much faith in those guys like that?
Yeah, I think when you get into undrafted, then you're really tapping into the scouts because they're the guys that bring those names to you at the end of the draft, or they're fighting for their guys that they believe in. For us to sign, and so that's really when the scouts shine. So I think from a coaching standpoint, you know, we want to anybody that we get, we're going to love them up, we're going to work to develop them, we're going to give them a chance to compete, and then evaluate them from there. So I think, you know, as an organization, we're very open to the idea of giving guys an opportunity and seeing what they're about.
Do you think that some of the undrafted guys that are out there today see that philosophy and it makes them want to come here more?
I do. I think it's a positive thing. I think agents understand that when they're dealing with us, that is the case.
Are there any qualities about when you're looking at these undrafted guys that stand out the most in general that you're like, these are the kind of guys you want to bring in that are, you know, under the radar guys?
No, I mean, if I were to say, I mean, you know, things like grit, I mean, we want to add tough-minded people to our organization, guys that are hungry, that love football. So that would be one. I mean, obviously, you're always looking for, you know, size and speed and talent and things like that. But, you know, some guys that maybe don't get drafted, they have that grit. They love ball. They're going to give it everything they have. And some of those guys continue to develop. And maybe for whatever reason didn't get the opportunities that some others did, you know, during their collegiate career. So they get here and then all of a sudden they take off. So we're open-minded, you know. We really, you know, anybody that comes in with us, we're going to give them a thorough evaluation and a good solid look.
Does it take a while to see that grit, or is it something you see right away? You can kind of jump out at you, or how's
it? No, it can jump out of you. Yeah, it can jump out of you. And I think what it, you know, where we get that grit is from our scouts that are with their people. You know, that we get that back. That hey, this is not just an impression this weekend, but it's also what we know he's about, what he's been about, what the scouts are bringing. That's why the scouts really fight for guys that end up coming in and getting signed as undrafted, because they, you know, those are guys that they felt maybe should have been drafted that they'd love to have here.
DeMontre Moore has been signed since we got the chance to talk to you last. What do you like about him coming in, and are there any concerns about, you know, locker room, off-field things with him?
First, the part of adding him, he's a guy that a couple of years ago when he came out of Texas A&M, I was familiar with. I think he's got some of the length and athleticism and natural pass rush ability that we covet. In terms of the other things, some of the off-the-field issues or in the locker room issues or any of that kind of stuff, you know, we feel good about, you know, being able to bring the best out of a young man like this. And don't really, in our opinion, see a huge downside. I mean, guys have disagreements in the locker room. I was in a lot of locker rooms. So I had a few myself. It didn't make me a bad guy. You know, so I think that can get overblown a little bit, in fairness to him. For us, you know, the way I look at it and the way I talk to him about it is, this is a fresh start for you. Come in here, you know, be yourself, have fun. Commit to being everything you can be. Give us everything you have, and you know, if you do that, we think you have enough talent to be here. So, you know, we'll see how it works out for him. But he's the kind of guy that you pull for, because things haven't really started the way they probably could have. But that doesn't matter for us. It's an opportunity for him. It's an opportunity, and it's all about what we do going forward.
Last few weeks, have you seen Amari Cooper kind of ready to take a next step? And what is that next step? What is this bar at this point for him for year two?
You talking about Coop?
Yeah.
I think for everybody, and Coop as well, it's all about, you know, growth, maturity, and taking that step forward. I think last year we saw a couple of second-year guys in Derek and Khalil, you know, take that significant step forward, and that's what we're expecting with Coop and all of that class, you know, Mario and the rest of those guys.
You've been really just loading up on in terms of defensive linemen from the draft and free agency to even more. Is that that's follow into what you like out of your defensive fronts, heavy rotation, a lot of guys with talent. You can never have too many of those.
Agreed. Amen. like what you're saying. Yeah. keep it coming. Yeah. All right. Appreciate it.